This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ukrainian authorities are working to identify hundreds of bodies found in cities and towns now that Russian forces have left those areas. The Russians now focusing on eastern Ukraine, we're hearing. Hundreds of Ukrainians who fled their country are now finding that the fastest way to the U.S. is through Mexico.
At Tijuana Airport, weary travelers who enter Mexico as tourists in Mexico City or Cancun are directed to a makeshift lounge in the terminal with a sign in black marker reading, "Only for Ukrainian refugees." It's the only place they can register to enter the US. A loose volunteer coalition, largely from Slavic churches in the western US, then guides the refugees to hotels, churches and shelters, where they wait 2 to 4 days for officials to admit them on humanitarian parole. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
She went to Harvard, served as a public defender, then became a judge. Today, Ketanji Brown Jackson will likely be confirmed by the Senate as the first black woman to sit on the Supreme Court.
The final vote today will likely make Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson the first black woman to serve on the nation's highest court.
It will be a joyous day.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Joyous for the Supreme Court. Joyous. For America.
Despite GOP criticism that she was soft on crime, three Republican senators have said they'll support the 51-year-old Jackson, selected to replace the retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Residents of Shanghai, China are struggling to get meat, rice, and other food under a COVID lockdown. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is asking a Michigan court to recognize a woman's right to an abortion and overturn a state ban that may take effect if Roe v. Wade is vacated. Layoffs still historically low. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. This is AP News. Big Oil is defending those high fuel prices as a House panel grilled executives.
Democratic Representative Frank Pallone, who chairs the House Energy and Commerce Committee, accuses Big Oil of lining their pockets with one hand and taking $30 billion in taxpayer subsidies with the other.
The American people are getting ripped off as these companies choose to keep production low so that their own profits stay high.
But Republican Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers called the hearing political.
President Biden needs cover for his war on American energy that has caused gas prices to skyrocket.
The heads of Exxon and Shell stressed they don't set fuel prices. Exxon CEO Darren Woods.
No single company sets the price of oil or gasoline. The market establishes the price based on available supply and the demand for that supply.
The six companies at the hearing testified they recorded $77 billion in profits last year combined. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.